WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, if ever there was a time we needed to build some serious resilience, it's right now. Life throws curveballs faster than a major league pitcher on opening day, am I right? But hey, that's where the Stoics come in, those ancient philosophers who knew a thing or two about dealing with whatever life dishes out. Today, we're diving into their wisdom to see how we can actually build our emotional resilience using some seriously cool strategies. Think of it like this. We all have these emotions swirling around inside us, joy, anger, fear, you name it. They're part of what makes us human, but sometimes they can feel like a runaway roller coaster, leaving us feeling overwhelmed and out of control. The Stoics believe that true strength doesn't come from suppressing our emotions, but rather from understanding them, managing them, and ultimately letting go of the ones that don't serve us. So, what are some key takeaways we can snag from these philosophical rock stars? First up, practice mindfulness. Ever feel like you're reacting to life instead of responding to it? Mindfulness is all about paying attention to the present moment, your thoughts, your feelings, your surroundings without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on that emotional roller coaster and taking a step back to see things more clearly. Next up, accept what you can control. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's liberating. Life is full of things we can't change, traffic jams, bad weather, even other people's opinions. Ugh. Trying to force those things to bend your will just sets us up for frustration. Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what we can control, our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions. Think long term. You know that feeling when you get caught up in a moment of anger or sadness, and it feels like the whole world is crashing down? The Stoics remind us to zoom out and see the bigger picture. Remember that this too shall pass, even as seemingly insurmountable challenges will eventually fade away. Find meaning and purpose. It's easy to get bogged down in the daily grind, but finding something that gives you life meaning can make a world of difference. This could be anything from pursuing a passion project to volunteering your time to simply spending quality time with loved ones. Knowing that you have a purpose beyond just getting through each day can help you weather any storm. And finally, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking the time to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, can seriously boost your resilience. Think about it. When you're feeling grateful, it's harder to get bogged down by negative emotions. Imagine this. You're walking down the street and suddenly, bam, you trip and drop all your groceries. It's embarrassing, frustrating, and you just want to melt into the sidewalk. But instead of letting that frustration take over, remember those Stoic strategies we talked about. First off, take a deep breath and practice mindfulness. Notice the feeling of your feet on the ground, the air on your skin, the sounds around you. Accept that this is a momentary setback, something you can't control. Think long term. This spilled bag of groceries isn't going to define your day. You can still get home, pick up some more food, and even laugh about it later. Find meaning in the situation by helping someone else who might be struggling with their own errands. And finally, be grateful for the fact that you're physically okay and that this is just a minor inconvenience. Remember, building resilience isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about learning to navigate our emotions in a healthy way so we can live more fulfilling lives. The Stoics give us incredible tools to do just that. So, my friends, go out there and put these strategies into action. Start practicing mindfulness, accepting what you can't control, thinking long term, finding meaning, and being grateful for the good things in your life. Share this episode with someone who needs a little Stoic wisdom, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join me again tomorrow for another dose of the Stoic Way. Until then, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep striving for inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.